Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, did you go to the movies over the weekend? Do you still go to the movies? We're getting back into it in the Sutton household a little bit. Although, certain members of the Sutton household, not mentioning any names, really like the adjustable seats a lot during a movie. And if the movie tends to be a little slow, you hear a lot of...
Lindsay really needs to control herself.
Exactly. One of the things that I don't know if it's fun or annoying about the movies now is if you look at the start time, say you're going to go see a movie, it starts at 1:15 in the afternoon. It doesn't really. Because
there's previews.
Lots of them. And, you know, and there's ads and stuff. So it really starts a lot of times. I tend to think a 1:15 movie starts maybe around 1:30, 1:35.
There's 20 minutes of that?
There's at least 15.
Wow.
So, but it gets like, well, you don't want to miss the beginning, because I did do that recently with the kids to go see The Wild Robot, and we missed the first minute of the movie. And then, of course, I mean, it was the first minute of the movie. They didn't even show the credit yet. The credits, like The Wild Robot. And then, of course, when we left, I was like, how'd you like the movie? We really wanted to see the first minute, Dad. Seriously?
You can't win.
Right. So you got to be careful. But why we're bringing this up is there's a state senator in Connecticut. So it's not, this is a state law in Connecticut, but perhaps it could go nationwide, who wants to really know when the movie starts and wants to make it like a law that if you say the movie starts at 1:15, at 1:15, that's when they have the creepy Nicole Kidman talking about AMC theaters, and then, you know, then it gets underway. Not that Nicole Kidman's normally creepy, but her little trailer that they do for AMC is a little weird.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I like the previews, don't you?
I haven't been to a movie in
so long.
When was that rolling?
Cocaine Bear?
Oh, yeah, with
you
work.
Saw Cocaine Bear
with
us.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
and
there's
that
something...
one about the menu or something.
Oh, yeah.
That we went to as
that was a great movie for us to all go to.
All the radio station.
Yeah. There's something nice, though, about watching the trailer and then leaning over to the person next to you and being like, I want to see that. I don't want to see that. Mm. That looks stupid. Don't you think?
There was, when I was in growing up in Stevens Point, and the Fox Theater for a long time was the only movie theater we had. And
was it a single or?
A single. It had been an opera house from like 1893 and had bats flying around and stuff.
Cool.
But they always showed a commercial. I believe it was for Otterley's Jewelers, like for getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered, like, who were those people? Because they showed, like, a nice couple. Were they, like, a real couple getting engaged?
Or
were they real and they were already divorced by the time we were watching that commercial?
Is that place still in business?
I
think we need to call them and see if we can find that couple.
Don't go jewelry shopping that much in Stevens Point these days.